watching her pencil dip down, correcting my mistakes. She chuckles when she gets to the page with Chucha's sayings. "Very good," she remarks, although the pages are full of little red marks. By the end of October, Papi is still in prison and Trujillo Jr. is still in power. He is getting crazier with revenge and refuses to cooperate with the Americans, so even Mr. Washburn doesn't have a whole lot of details. I decide to write to Oscar, who always seemed to know about everything, and ask him what he knows. I've tried writing him before, but every time I sat down, I felt a wave of homesickness and I had to put the letter away. But this time, I have a mission, though I've got to be extra careful on account of the censors. I start out telling him all about Nueva York, how cold it's gotten and how uncomfortable it is to wear so many heavy clothes, how the people don't smile a whole lot, so you can't really tell if they like you or not, how I am in school learning lots of English. I leave out the part about second grade. How my teacher, Sister Mary Joseph, is making me write down stories like The Girl in the Arabian Nights. How she did a whole geography segment on the island, and Mommy fried pastelitos for me to take in, which everyone liked a lot. I mix in the good and the bad, and sometimes, I admit, when there's not much good to report, I make some things up. Then, very casually, I slip in, "How are things in the Sultan's court?" I underline Sultan's, but then I erase my underlining in case it is too obvious a clue. I give the letter to my grandfather to mail because I don't really want Mommy to know I'm writing to a boy, even if he is my cousin. But Papito looks at the address on the envelope and explains